Bishamai says, Af ha-makfe shagrisim. Bishamai says, even like a cholent, a makfe is usually a thick soup, shagrisim, made out of beans. Vishalpul, other type of beans. Since you have a nice thick cholent, that's also, if you start pouring it off, since it's something that's thick, so meila, when it's pouring down, it's considered like one body, and therefore we look as if the top part that's still in the pot is called attached to the bottom food, that it's also tummy. And he ends off why? Because it like jumps back. In other words, when you start to pour it off, even the part that comes out of the pot, when you stop pouring it, it like jumps back. When something's very thick, so if you don't get all of it out in one shot, when even the part that's dropped outside comes back in again, like it springs back. That's called Bavneshu Seledes Le'achreel. Since it springs back, that's called the Chibur. That's like called one big piece. So therefore, when you're pouring out this thick bean soup, we consider all of it as one big piece, and since the bottom of the bean soup is touching the Dava Tomei, we look as if it's one big chibur, and the top is also Tomei. That's what Beishamai says. Now, Boi Rami Bachom, Rami Bachom has a question like this. Yesh nitzuk liyoichlin, or yein nitzuk liyoichlin? Is there this nitzuk of liyoichlin when you have food? Is it also considered like it's attached or not? The same type of a case where you're pouring off food from a top jar into a bottom pot, and the bottom pot has tumor in it, and you're pouring off from the top jar, and it's a straight flow. Do we say the flow is like one big attachment, that it's all tumei or not? Hatay says, Yesh nitzuk liyechlin, kigoin hamchu shumin. You melt down fat, hamchu shumin, v'yiru l'toich echlin, and you're pouring it now into food. Tameyim, on the bottom pot, it's tamedika food. Ula rabbonin kimi boile. According to rabbonin, not according to Beisham, according to rabbonin. That rabbonin said, if you pour over thick honey, that has the chibur. So question, what about food? What about the food means, if you have this shumin, it has to be food that's pourable. So it means that you have this fat that you melted down now, it's like liquid form, and you're pouring over this fat. So is that called the chibur? Is it called attached or not? So things are like this. Mi yamrin, do we say, in a mishum diyis beriri pirish tvash azifim v'yatzvichis omichom nevichibur mishum diyis beriri klayma shem soldes liachreim. It also jumps back. This is Gemara's lashon. Again, boy, listen to Gemara. Boy, Rami Bachoma, yesh nitzik liyechlem, yesh nitzik liyechlem. Mi yamrin, do we say, mishum diyis beriri. Like, what did the Tanakhama say? If you pour over this thick honey, that is called the chibur, it's called attached, and even the top honey becomes tamein, because it has riri. Riri toy says that means also it has this, it jumps back. It's thick, so when you stop pouring it, the little bit that came out jumps back into the pot. Fahani lespo riri. Mashenken over here, when you pour off this melted fat, it doesn't pour back, it doesn't jump back into the top jar. Whatever came out stays out. So therefore, maybe it's not called so thick, like it's not called one piece. It has no attachment. It's not called chibur. Nitzuk will not be a chibur. By Dilma, maybe no. Mishum desmichinu. The svara of the rabbanon is that as long as you have a thick liquid like honey, since it's something that's thick, that we consider like one body. V'hochi hosmichin. Here also, if you have this fat, it's talking about thick fat. You melted down the shumin, so it became thick fat. So even though it's liquid, you could pour it over, but it's very thick. So maybe as long as it's a thick liquid, that's enough to be called a chibur, that nitzik would be a chibur. Because that's the shayla. According to Tanakhama, that says that the main thing is it has to be thick honey. So a thick honey, stam, anything that's thick, when you pour over, it's considered like one body. And if the bottom of it is tamei, so it automatically makes the top in the jar tamei. Or maybe no, even according to Tanakhama, the mila of thick honey is that it jumps back. It also has a smile of riri, that when you turn the top bowl over to stop flowing it, the end part jumps back into the bowl. So that's the shayla. It's according to Beishamai Pshita. Beishamai says clearly, Mifnei Shehi Soldes Le'achreir. He says clearly because it jumps back. So according to the Beishamai, we don't have any question. Pshita oil, that when you pour over, does not like jump back, flow back in the last part. Pshita, that's not called the chibur. But our question is, according to the Tanakhama, he did not say clearly because it's riri or soledis. He only said thick honey. So the question is, what's the mile of thick honey? is because it's a liquid that's thick. So anything that's thick would be called the chibur, would be called attached. Or maybe no, even thick honey also has a smila, it's riri, it also jumps back. So that's the question. On this Omar Rava, Rava says, Toshima, come and I'll bring you proof. Says another Tesef that it says, Chaylev ha-meis. If you have the fat from a mace, Shu Sholem, you have a whole piece of fat from a mace, Vehetichoy, and now you heated it up, and it melted down, is Tomei, still it has Tumas mace on it. The Tosh says, Toshma Chaylev ha-meis Shusholem, Pirish Kezayi Sholem. You have a whole Kezayis of fat from a mace. You melted it down, b'yor and fire. It's tamei k'dimikor like was before. T'imikor hoye boy kezayis sholim. For yadayim yeshne kulam biyachad k'nefarsh b'samach. We're talking about you have the whole kezayis of fat. Now first it was a solid piece, and now you put it under the fire and you boiled it up. So now it's liquid, but it's still a kezayis worth of the fat. Therefore, it's still tamei. It has the kezayis of mace. It has tumas mace on it. Just tell me. The Gemara, what about Hoya Mefurad? Let's say you have pieces of fats. They're not a kezayis together. It's not one big kezayis, but they're pieces of fats. Hoya Mefurad, they were separate pieces. Each piece was less than a kezayis. Vehetichai. And then you warmed it up, you cooked up this fat. Is tor. The locker is that it doesn't have tumas meis. It remains tor. Just like before, each piece was less than a kezayis. It doesn't have a tumas of a mace. A tumas of a mace has to be, you have a kezayis of one piece. If you have two halves of kezayis, then it's not enough. It's not called a chibur. It's called two half of pieces that doesn't have tumas mace on it. You have to have one piece that has a kezayis. So therefore, here the question is, you have small pieces. So each piece by itself doesn't have a kezayis, doesn't have tumas of mace. So even though you melt it up, it's the same thing. Even after you melt it up, it still remains tor. Now the question is why? If you want to tell me, if you want to tell me now that there's no nitzik ba'ochlim, that means something that's liquid. When you start pouring it off, it's not considered like one big piece. We consider it like separate pieces. So even liquid is also called separate pieces. If so, sholem v'hetichoy. When you first start out with this whole kezayis of chaylev, this one true was sholem, was one big piece. But now, v'etichoy, you melted it down. L'chur, why do you say when it's melted down now, this juice, the liquid, still has tumas meis, is namely tor. It should also become tor. Because most probably when it comes into liquid, it like moves around in the pot. So not every part is together. They're also like separate pieces. So if you tell me now, nitzik, like when you pour liquid, when you pour it off, that's when liquid separates. Even though it's touching one the other, but if liquid starts to move, there's no chibur, it's not called attached, it's not called like one big piece. So, even though you have this chaylev that you melted down, also it should lose its kezayis. It should not be called one kezayis. So, chura, since the Rashi says that when you melt down the kezayis, it still has tumas mace on it, you have to say the liquid, even though it moves around the liquid, nitzik is called a chibur. That l'shumen, it's smicha, it's thick. So you see, anything that's thick has a chibur. Let's see Tosfos. V'adayin yesh l'klubin gzayim, I'm yesh l'klubin gzayim. Hoye mefura, Tosfos says, pirurin shal chelav ha-meis. If you have pieces of a chelav of a meis. Sh'tohoye mi'ikra zayish sholem. That at the beginning there was no full zayis. Ezaf agav de tichem biyor, even though you melted it down now. V'nasta koch tichach zolt becomes into one piece, tor. Can I'm assigned with the seft of the earless? V'vnei shechibur odam ein echibur. Even though right now it's one kezayis worth of fat. Now that you melted down these small pieces, it came into one kezayis of melted fat. So it's together now. So that the Gemara there says, if it's a chibur odam, doesn't make it a chibur. In other words, the pieces by themselves were not together one kezayis. The person, by melting it down, made it into one kezayis, that doesn't give it tumas meis. Now, before you melted it down, each piece didn't have a kezayis to it. Yachad. You don't become tum if you touch a little bit of it. That's the machlokes. If you touch every piece altogether, maybe then you become tummy. But not according to that man, each piece by itself is less than a kezayis, you don't become tummy. So therefore, even though you melt it down, still, it's tor. The next place is, now the question is, And it's a gliach. If you want to tell me now when it comes into liquid form, it's not called attached, is even if you have a full piece of a kezayis, v'tichoy, and then you melted it down, it should also become Torah now. Kezayis chelu kishnois nalesh. When you melt down this kezayis of fat, iyev sheshlo nifrodo tipo achas mimokim chiburin. One piece of liquid starts to fall other than the main part. Machmas ha'atocho, when you're melting it. So now, the liquid starts to flow here and there. See, nitzik ein chib, if you want to tell me now, a flow of liquid is not called an attached together, the efshe shoysa tipa, einam mechavers asharachelev, hade nitzik. Di loy chashu chibur ein nifrodo ha'tipa, v'ein kan kezayis. That's the kasha. When you start to melt down now this kezayis of chelev, it starts to run a little bit this way, a little bit that way. And since the liquid starts to run here and there, so if you tell me now when liquid is running, even though it's nice, it's one piece, it's like attached, but when the liquid is running, it's not called the chibur, it's not called attached, so you don't have a kezayis sholem. So even though you start out with a full kezayis worth of the mei, of the chelev, but when it melts down, it loses its chibur, so why is it still tamei?
I don't know.
So Mr. Gemarin says, so who we want to bring a proof from here, that nitzuk is the chibur, that by oichle, when you have a sick substance, like here, sick fat, even though it's running, it's called the chibur. So Gemara says, no. I'll tell you, Amar Rab Zeira, Ano Oma Bre de Ravina, Targimno, we explained this, Hochav Maskino, we're talking about over here, to go in the Bahadi, the Marsachle, when you start to heat up this fat, Solek Amudu de Nuru Lapume, that the heat light takes up this whole fat to the top of the pot, to mona vikorash, and it melts up there. So the kids say it all stays together in one pot. We're talking about now where the liquid does not disperse here and there. We're talking about a mitzias that when it's being cooked up now, sola kamudu denuru, the heat of the fire brings it up to the top of the pot, vikorash, and stays the isa kula gab yadodi. That the kids said liquid does stay together. That's the mitzias how you heat up a fat. Therefore, you have no proof whether nitzik is a chibur or not. Omele Ravina Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, Toshma, bring another proof from Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai yomrim af hamat v'shogrisin. Even if you have this bean soup, v'shopul, nifnei shein sold this liach rehem. Because what? It jumps back. So you see, bean juice, the reason why there, if you pour it off, it's called a chibur, is because it jumps back. So Gemara says, midi ira, hosu mishum desmichin, hochi mishum riri. Like how could you bring a proof one to the other? So tell yourself like this. So tell yourself the hakasha was, since you see in Beis Shammai, they say clearly because it jumps back, so Ochanami Mistar for a time of the Tanakama Mishum Riri. So the Habimini was, that's the same front in the Tanakama also. When he says the honey, even though he didn't say it clearly there, but the Tanakama also meant that the reason why honey is called the chibur is because it jumps back. El Tanakama boy riri tuva, because the Tanakama didn't say it because it needs a bigger type of a jumping back. Because thick honey jumps back much more. But our co-partner, the Havimini, was according to both of them. Beis Shammai says it clearly. But who would then according to the Tanakama also, it's only because it jumps back? Mr. Gemara says, no, who said so? Mid iru, what does one have to do with the other? So he says, Dvash shot sifun tzvichis, when you have thick honey, to have a chibul rabbonin, hainu mishum de smichi. It could be the reason according to the rabbonin this time, since it's a thick substance, that alone makes it a chibur. V'loi mishum riri. And you don't have to have the reason because when you stop pouring it, the little bit jumps back. But maybe that's good for the machlokes between the Tanakam and Beis Shammai. The Tanakam says it's enough to have a thick substance. You don't have to have something that jumps back. And Beis Shammai, they're the ones that say that the reason why makfish or grisin, this cholenta, this bean soup, the reason why it's a chibur is because it's soledes, because it jumps back. But maybe that's only according to Beis Shammai. Maybe according to the Tanakam, you don't have to have the smile of jumping back. So therefore, according to Tanakama, we still have our suffix. Maybe there's a nitzik is a chibur. When you have a liquid that's thick, it could be there is a chibur. You don't have any proof. So according to Marabai's about suffix. Then the Mishnah says, V'yamole tarvad rekev. Another type of the tumor is you have a spoonful of the rotting away part of a mace. That's called rekev. Rekev means when the mace rots away, like the dust of the mace, if you have a spoonful of it, it has the same tumor as a mace on it. whether you touch it, whether you carry it, or whether it's an oil. For the Gemara of Akamish Yiroi, how much is the shear of a record, of mole tarva? What does it mean, a spoonful? How much is a spoonful? So Chizki Yomar mole pisa siyad. It means a palmful. Pisa siyad means from the end of the fingers to the palm, the whole palm. There's to the end, from the hand until where the fingers start. That's called pisa siyad. That's how he says, Metchilas pisa ketzboyis adas roya. From where the fingers, separate, until the yom, that's how much you have to have. We have Yechlan Omar Mole Chofnuf. Tosha Mole Chofnuf means from the tip of the fingers until the arm. It's the whole arm, in other words. That's the biggest shear. Mole Chofnuf. Chofnuf means the whole thing from the tip of your fingers till the arm. So tonight we learned like this. Mole Tarvud Rekiv Shamru. What's the shear if you have a spoonful of the rotten away part of the mace that has tumah? Shamu Yeshnon, how far is it? Me ikaretz boyis alamala. From the ikaretz, must be from the finger start until the tip, that's the havamina. Divur Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. So Kashri, this is a new Shita. It's not any of the Shitas we had before. This is a new Shita. The me ikaretz boyis, when the fingers start, ulamala, to the tip of the fingers. There's just the full length of the fingers, that's called a mole tarvet of rekif. The chum maim and the chum say mole chofnuf. No, it means the whole handful from the tip of the fingers until the end of the hand. The whole handful. That's how much you have to have. So masbishleim Rabbi Yechonon the yama kerabonin. Rabbi Yechonon shit is very good. Rabbi Yechonon before said mole chofnuf. So whole handful. So that's according to this chum shita over here. The chum say mole chofnuf. It's very good. Elo chiskiya, but chiskiya that says mole pisa sayad, which means from the end of the fingers until the hand, the chura kaman, who does he say like? The chura, it's like Rav Meir, for like Rav Bonin, it's like neither of them. Where do you get the shear of just the palm itself? Where do you get the shear from? The first thing Gemara answers, Amri, I'll tell you, mole pieces ayad, the whole palm, o mole kisharet voisov, and the same length of the fingers, lamalo chach yirhu, I'll tell you maybe it's both the same shear. In other words, from the tip of the fingers until the end of the fingers. Let's say it's 3 inches. So the same thing from the end of the fingers until the bottom of the hand is also 3 inches. So true, it's the same shear. Just one says this lashon and one says this lashon. But they're both the same thing, that's what I'll tell you. So male, according to Chizki, it's good. Chizki attack itself like Rav Meir. That Tisa Sayad and its spoils are the same thing. Oh, Malay Rav Shimi Barad L'Rapopo, Mi Mai, who tells you? Tahai Mi Kishri Etz Boisav L'Mala. L'Rosh, who told you that Pshan Rav Meir was? When he says Mi Kishri Etz Boisav L'Mala, you tell him it means from where the fingers start until the top of the fingers, like where the fingers separate, till the top, and then you had a kasha that's not called Pisa Sayad. Who told you that? Maybe what he meant to say is, Dilma L'Mata Mididei, Tevelei Mole Pisa Sayad. Maybe what he meant to say is where the fingers start means on the bottom part of the fingers, where the fingers separate downwards. Lamala maybe means towards your body. So that's mamish called mole pisiyad. The mamish saying they're both saying the same thing. They're only talking about the actual palm itself. It means mekishret's voice means where the fingers first start to separate. Lamala doesn't mean on top, away from your body, but maybe it means lamala means towards your body. Like you hold like this, lamala means upwards. So they're both saying mamish exact same thing, teiku. Sound the word take, you take out, what the girl do? Yeah, girl takes it out. So male comes out good to you. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.